This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
EFX is the Marketplace ticker symbol of the day today, Equifax. The credit bureau, of course, that 2 years ago was hacked to the tune of private data for almost 150 million consumers. Shares were up today on EFX, 0.4% on news the company and federal regulators have come to terms on what could turn out to be a $700 million settlement. Yes, it's a very big number, a couple of $100 million in fines to state and federal agencies, a bit more than $400 million to consumers if, and this is a big if, they can prove they were harmed. But let us pause, if we might, and ask what, if anything, has really changed for the credit reporting industry and all of the data it controls. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
For Equifax, this settlement comes with new requirements to beef up its security to prevent more hacks. Chi-Chi Wu is with the National Consumer Law Center.
They say they have turned a leaf. We'll see if that actually happens. But remember, this just covers Equifax.
Wu points out this settlement doesn't make any demands on other credit bureaus like Experian or TransUnion.
They may not have been hacked to the scale that Equifax was, although they've had their own security problems.
Neither Equifax nor the main industry group for the credit bureaus would talk to us about what they've done to shore up their systems. But if you ask cybersecurity experts,
it's just as bad as it was before.
Gregory Tuhill teaches at Carnegie Mellon and runs the cybersecurity firm Sixtera Federal Group. He says if there have been any meaningful changes,
it's not evident to me as a consumer, nor have I seen anything substantive from the regulatory agencies.
Giving consumers more control over their personal data. Alan Spence with identity protection firm ID Shield says that's because policymakers are still trying to figure out how the murky consumer data industry works.
I think Congress is trying to learn more about it themselves. I didn't think they realized how big and how massive this breach could happen.
There is one change since the 2017 Equifax breach. Congress did pass a law to let consumers freeze their credit file for free. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.